Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening to you. As my colleague said, yes, Tswana has now got a new mayor. Actually, what's more important is how you feel about it as the resident of Tswana. How do you welcome this new mayor? How do you feel about it now? Obviously, this is someone who's not new to Tswana Council. This is someone who has been the deputy mayor for some time now. And so Action SA has done it. You know, I know there was a lot of skepticism. You know, people were thinking, no, they're not going to pull it off. Well, they did. So we'll be speaking to Herman Mashaba, Action SA leader, in a short while. We'll obviously congratulate him. Dr. Nasi Pimoya is now the mayor of Tswana. We'll have a conversation with Action SA. We'll speak to the DA. We'll speak to the ANC as well. We'll go off to Ekurhuleni, speak to the mayor there. And then we are back to our story. We've been on the story for the past 3 days now. Really, some unhappy residents in Soweto. They want those spaza shops closed. Kosas today was out and about. There was at least one shop that was looted. And so there's been some tension. Our reporter, Karinda Jagmohan, was out there, so we'll speak to her. And lots more, of course. It's a Wednesday, so Ntabi Singh Dubazana was also going to be here. We'll talk about some interesting cases that she's seen this week. So lots coming up. In the meantime, you give us a call, 086-000-00959. You can also send a voice note on 063-688-0959. You've got a new mayor, Tswana. How do you feel about it? Dr. Nasi Pimoya is the mayor of Tswana now. All of this thanks to Herman Mashaba, Action SA leader, who decided at some point it's time to start speaking to the ANC. Well, maybe it's paid off. How do you feel about it? Mr. Mashaba, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to Kaya listeners. Pamela, yes, mixed emotions of elation of having succeeded to eventually remove the arrogant DA that we thought was interested in really to be showing respect to other parties. And eventually last night with ANC, EFF and other parties, we agreed on our suggested mayoral candidate for the seat of Tswana. That's Dr. Nasi Pimoya, who obviously emerged as the most experienced, qualified person to lead the municipality.
Mr. Mashaba, for the past couple of weeks, I mean, you were quite clear. This is what you want. You are now going to be speaking to the ANC. But, you know, there were times when we were not sure where, you know, the direction the ANC will take. And of course, yes, the motion actually went through. Even then, we were not sure, but it did go through with your support. And finally getting to this point, were you always confident? And we spoke with you, and I'm not sure you were confident, but maybe you can tell me, were you always confident that the ANC was going to work with you?
You know, Pamela, when I got to know about DA's plan to kick us out of Tswana, fortunate enough, a few days later, that's when ANC made contact with me. By that time, personally, I'd made up my mind of my relationship with DA being over. And I was really confident. Why I had the confidence? Because once I started engaging the ANC, I realized that I was actually talking to people who were humble, people who wanted to really see a new government in Tswana and committed to the principles of public service and doing the right things. I was confident, but obviously I agree with you. But obviously for me, I could really see what was happening. DA was committed in actually insulting me, and the Premier Lesufi came out with a huge campaign, the sponsored campaign and propaganda to divide us as political parties. They started with Action SA, they failed, and went to divide the ANC. Fortunate enough, ANC in Gauteng, with the support of their national leadership, saw through this what the DA was up to. And as much as their campaign throughout was giving an impression that they were going to succeed, but fortunate enough, honestly, personally, I had the confidence. And on a regular basis of record, I will have discussions with the ANC that they must sort out their issues. And eventually we had a very successful meeting last Friday, which culminated with the conclusion of the mayoral committee last night.
The
executive chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the executive mayor, I'm sorry.
Obviously, the media was a buzz. Media rumors going around that, you know, the ANC National Working Committee of the ANC had summoned Banyaza Lesufi, the premier of Gauteng, the chairperson of the ANC in Gauteng, and all of that. Did that bother you? Were you in the loop all the time?
No, fortunate enough, ANC kept me in the loop all the time. And I think the approach that DA used by insulting, I don't understand, honestly, logically, that shows the disrespect and dishonesty of the DA. I think for them to really go all out to insult the DA as ANC and using threats and intimidation, I said to myself, well, what kind of people are these? Do they think this is 1948? You know, in 1948, they can really afford their arrogance because they had the security forces and their brutality behind them. They forgot this is 2024. We're in a democratic dispensation. And I just really left it and I said to the ANC, when you guys are ready, we are ready ourselves. And yes, as you are aware, 2 weeks ago with a successful motion, I knew that was history with the DA. They're going to go to the opposition benches. That's where they belong here in Gauteng. And we're going to ensure that come 2026, DA's numbers have got to really go down, because I guess that now their own constituencies can see that we're dealing with a dishonorable political party that is not committed to social justice in our country.
You obviously have this arrangement in Gauteng with the ANC. What's next? Which metro are you guys gunning for next?
Well, as I've indicated from the beginning, we started with Johannesburg. When we're not finished as yet, and obviously then Tshwane became the focal point. So in the next 48 hours, we need to work with the mayor of Tshwane to get her executive team in place, so that by Monday at the latest, she's got a full team of competent executives to work with in ensuring that we can provide service to the residents of Tshwane. And thereafter, I've already indicated to ANC, including the national leadership, that we need to talk about Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni, because the success of Tshwane and the success of these three metros is very important that we get them to really coordinate their activities. And I think ANC is on board. I think it only makes sense. EFF is on board. We need these three municipalities to serve as a beacon of hope for particularly the poor communities, because the DA is under the impression, has created the perception out there that us as a black race, we cannot really govern. So I think, and I think I've had an experience of running government when I had no idea when I took over the job, what the mayor does. So you just really need the political will, you need ethical leadership, you need decisive leadership. And that's something that, as Action SA, we're happy to work with ANC and EFF to really work, get these three metros to work so that our people can have confidence in us as a black race, that we are also can also run things properly. We don't really need other people.
What was the trade-off, Mr. Mashaba, between yourselves and the ANC?
Well, the trade-off is our commitment to our country. We agreed from the beginning that we get the best candidate, particularly for Tshwane. So if you look at Dr. Moya, without any doubt, all the parties that voted with us, I mean, it was no-brainer that I think she had no competition. But at the same time, I believe very strongly that we need Johannesburg to be on board. We need to Ekurhuleni, so that, as I said, we can use these three metros to demonstrate to the poor communities that they also deserve to see the fruits of our democratic dispensation.
Appreciate your time, Action SA leader Herman Mashaba. Solly Masimanga, DA Gauteng leader, also on the line with us. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for your time, Mr. Masimanga.
good evening, Tinello, and good evening to the Kaya listeners. Thank you for having me. Very interesting conversation which I've been having there.
Yeah, so your take, your reaction to that conversation. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know, we accept the democratic process. We will take our seats in the opposition benches. We have been through this drama and this movie before a number of times. You know, we're glad that we're now waking up to the reality of what HMSA is all about. But, you know, I'm not going to be spending much time talking to that because there's quite a number of things that we should be asking. If, you know, there is so much competency and so much that they have to be offering while they've been part of government, why wasn't they being offered? But that's a conversation for another day. The issue here, Pimelo, is this, that, you know, you would have had a situation where in Johannesburg, you would have had mayors that were coming from smaller parties until the ANC decides what they want to do with that particular municipality on their own or getting another partner that will support them being there. Twice, you would remember Kabelo Kwamanda and Kabelo as well that had been there. You would remember in Ekurhuleni. So I can tell you now, this is a convenience, just a marriage of convenience for the time being. I hear what Dr. Mashaba is saying about, you know, them wanting this metro to work and all of that. That's what we wanted, and that's what we were hoping that we were working together on. And, you know, how he wakes up now all of a sudden thinking that he did what he did in Johannesburg on his own without the help or without the work of people like Nico Diaga, Michael Sun, and all of those people that were part of the executive, you know, is a very misinformed point that he just made. But be that as it may, from the DA perspective, we are going to go into our opposition benches in the city of Tshwane. We are going to be holding the executive to account, and there has been already some very interesting, you know, pronouncements that have been made, and we will want to see if those will come to fruition.
So what was the deal breaker between yourselves and the ANC? My understanding is that you were actually in talks with them. Can you confirm that?
Well, the talks had stopped the moment where we had written to them that, look, if they want to talk to us even beyond Tshwane, which we have been saying that we want stability, and I've said this to you before, that one of the things that we have said to them is that we want stability across all municipalities, not only in Tshwane, not only in the network, but across. In Ekurhuleni, you know what is happening currently. The people of Mohale City are also going through the most at this point in time because of water and all these other issues. So that was the point that we were making. That was the conversation. And they themselves had brought the issue of working with us, by the way, where HNSA will not be able to then reach. That is in Nelson Mandela Bay, and the other one that will be in Etegwini or Durban. And we had said to them that if you want to talk to us about these ones, then, you know, let's, first of all, remove a motion of no confidence, sit down calmly, you know, and assess what we all want to then do with all this municipality.
Just hang on for me. Let me just get clarity. Are you now speaking of the motion of no confidence in Johannesburg or the one in Tshwane?
No, the one in Tshwane.
Tshwane, okay.
That is the one in Tshwane. So because they had raised all these other issues with us, we said to them, look, stop the motion, let's all engage and then be able to then find each other. And this is why we ended up writing a letter to them to then say, look, you have now decided that you are going to go against the spirit in which we have started the conversation on. And we cannot engage or negotiate with a gun held over our head. And this is why we ended up saying the best thing will be to, you know, to put a letter to them to then say, if you proceed with this motion and you proceed in this matter in the manner that you are, unfortunately, we will not be able to then converse any further because then we don't want to be engaging purely, you know, on a basis of one thinking that they can you know, press or force another one into submission. That's not what we wanted to do.
So
you wouldn't have even assisted the residents at the end of the day while you're not negotiating in a way that the residents are put forward. Everything is done in a rush.
So you essentially saying that discussions stopped at the point when you issued them a letter and asked them to withdraw a motion of no confidence, or at least not even proceed with it at that point. So that was quite a while ago. Was it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
That was a week ago, Camilla, before the motion. No, that was 2 weeks ago. That was 2 weeks ago before the motion served. And, you know, there has just been one or two of the National Working Committee members that have reached out to them and say, are we still willing to then engage? We then said we're willing to then engage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. There was never really any further follow-up, full-on conversation that has taken place. No.
Mm-hmm. We know, speaking to yourselves, often even with Cilliers Brink, that you always refer to the fact that these conversations sometimes are dealt with at national level, and then you get a directive and trickle it down in that way. Are you aware of conversations that were happening at a national level with your federal chair as well as the ANC national leadership?
Tell you that I've been part of the engagements at a national level,
mm-hmm.
because I had been roped in.
Okay.
Because remember, we said that we were talking beyond even just the issue of Tshwane.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking
mm-hmm.
about the municipalities in Gauteng in general. So
mm-hmm.
I have been brought in
okay.
With the intimate knowledge that I have about these municipalities, and actually having engaged with the ANC's local structures, you know, who had indicated their willingness to work with us. I mean, you would know that Dr. Karaz is one of those that have actually penned something to then say, you know, he wants to then work with us amongst other things. And, you know, we were engaging from that perspective, and I was actually roped in because of that intimate knowledge and actually having engaged with the structures within the province and municipalities.
So was the tone the same? Your engagements at national level and your engagement at local level, was the tone the same?
At the national level, at the local level, the tone was the same. The
mm-hmm.
tone was that we now need to then reach each other and work together.
Mm.
The blockage has always been what happens at a provincial level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen that when you're engaging at a provincial level, you know, there seems to be hostile, you know, and then the blockage that is there, hostile reception and blockage that is there. And I think even when we're engaging with the local guys, they said, look, I mean, we have to submit whatever we are saying to the provincial guys. They will have to then take it on and then decide on what needs to be done. And this is what we have been doing. Others are now saying, oh, no, you know, you're trying to drive a wedge. That is not what we're wanting to do. We cannot drive a wedge within another political party, but we would state the facts as they have been.
So you're saying at local government level, at national level, things were the same except for the provincial level?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Things have been the same. We have been engaging. There have been people that have been saying to us, you know, we want to work together. And, you know, there's even articles that have been written by people within the same, you know, organization or in the ANC at a local level that have said they would want to then ensure that there is that stability and we can then provide that stability. Therefore, they would want to work with us. Dade Makhura would have actually even penned, you know, a report that the ANC had been looking at about, you know, the stability that can actually be brought and the instability that is actually then being brought by the current setup that the provincial leadership of the ANC is so prone to now. And this is something that I guess they will have to then deal with internally on their own. We will only have to then deal from our side with, you know, what we have committed to the people of Tshwane, to the people of all these other municipalities. And that is, we will not abandon them. We will make sure that, you know, we continue to hold executive to account if we are not in government. And where we're in government, we'll promote we'll promote good governance and we'll do what needs to be done, which is something that, you know, Action NSA was part of just a month and a half ago when they were celebrating all the accolades that, you know, Tshwane has received. And the auditor's report that it said Tshwane has got the most improved when it comes to financial stability. And yet now, they will come and want to throw out the racial card and all of that, which is very much unfortunate. But I guess it's the nature of South African politics. We will throw everything in there, including race, and forget the people that we're supposed to be serving. And we will not abandon the project of making sure that ultimately the municipalities of Gauteng and in South Africa in general will get a government that works, will get a government that is accountable, but also that will make sure that we change the face of our municipalities infrastructure-wise, and also the ability to get the economy going again. And that's what we're hoping that we'll be able to then get at some point.
In the event that you realize that things weren't moving your direction, I suppose in the past 2 weeks with the ANC, did you attempt or consider even going back to Action SA to mend some of, the mudslinging that we were seeing publicly?
Look, Pimelo, the funny thing is I actually, in my memory, in my social media memory, and a year ago, there's an article that speaks about the ANC courting Action SA, into the municipalities. And I would say this is very, very telling that a year later, on the same day, you're now sitting with a situation where Action SA is actually then on the other side and actually using a very different language that to the one language that they would have used campaigning. And I think the voters will deal with them the way that they will deal with them. But the question you're asking me is whether we had reached out to them. We had never stopped reaching out through Thomas Walters and trying to engage with Michael Bowman. Obviously, Herman has already made up his mind in terms of what will need to happen. He made up his mind already when he was sitting in New York, watching tennis. And this is when he started tweeting what led to the spiraling snowball that happened here. And this is something that we felt that if we are going to then need to then engage, it will have to be on the basis that people put their own personal egos and personal interests or their personal vendettas aside and consider what is in the best interest of the people that we need to then serve. And unfortunately, somebody who's driven by personal issues will continue to not want to then engage or want to find a solution to the impasse that was there. But I can tell you there has never really been an impasse that had actually then been brought to the coalition oversight group that I spoke to you about at some point, which was the platform that has been created to raise concerns and to ensure that those are driven there. Given the fact that that platform was never used, it means that whatever it is that was a grievance clearly was never about governance, but was more personal. And this is where we are.
Solim Simang, DA Gauteng leader there, and ANC Gauteng spokesperson Lesego Makubela is also on the line with us. A very good evening. Thank you so much for your time. Mr. Makubela? All right, I'm not sure what's happening. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for your time and for your patience. Well, the ANC brought this motion of no confidence in the city of Tshwane. We now have a new mayor sponsored by Action SA. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's more of a rescue mission than anything else in Tshwane. And I think we have to paint the picture to your viewers of the disastrous reign of the DA over this municipality, and these are some of the facts that are undisputable, because these are facts that have been given out by the Auditor General and some of the institutions that they ensure that that are instruments of good governance. And here are the facts. I've heard the DA trying to paint Celia Bring as a messiah, trying to paint Celia Bring as a savior of Tshwane. Celia Bring was in fact in the cabinet of Mr. Msimang, who just got off the call. Celia Bring is the one who actually appointed Marietta Okambe, if you remember, the lady who was hired as a senior executive in the city of Tshwane after falsifying her qualifications. Celia Bring played a very huge role in that, because he was an MMC of Shed Corporate Services in the city of Tshwane. Celia Bring facilitated the employment of a bodybuilder. You remember Stephen de Villiers, who was employed on the basis of a bodybuilder certificate to be a senior executive in the city. I can go on and on on the litany of senior executives who were employed in the city of Tshwane through Celia Brink. But damning is the fact that when he became mayor, one, the city of Tshwane was downgraded to junk status by international credit rating agencies. And secondly, he drove Tshwane to insolvency. You would know that the liquidity ratio of the city of Tshwane is now sitting at 0.6%. And anyone with any financial background will tell you that your liquidity ratio at least must be above one. This means that the city could not and cannot meet its short-term liabilities. And this happened 18 months just in Celia Brink's term of office as a mayor. As we sit now, the city of Tshwane is now in court with Eskom, which supplies it with electricity. So ratepayers are paying, its customers are servicing their accounts. But the city of Tshwane owes Eskom 6.8 billion.
And I appreciate that you can. Let me ask you this. Both yourselves and the mayor, who we will invite on the show, to just maybe outline, and I know she needs about a week to outline her plans to fix the city. I want you to explain to the residents of Tshwane why you thought she was a good candidate when she was always in council. And we also appreciate the fact that she was serving at the behest of the mayor, but she was there. So all of the challenges that the city has been experiencing, this is someone who was there, given that role, and gazetted, championed by the mayor. So why did you think she is the right person to lead the city?
It's not about her as an individual, because once you make it about her...
Except that you've just mentioned Celia Brink as an individual.
Celia Brink was a bully, and we know that. Celia Brink did not even believe in the collective. They would go actually in the open, criticizing each other together with some of the members of his own cabinet and all sorts of things. What we were trying to build in this rescue mission in the city of Tshwane, it's a government based on the collective. So whatever the mayor does, which this collective is led by the African National Congress, whatever the mayor does, it will be a product of consensus. It will be a product of consultations. It will be a product of consultation with also the workers of Tshwane and the residents of Tshwane, which have not been consulted in over 8 years, because we've not had what committees for a very long time. So whatever happens, whatever plans that will be coming, these plans will be coming from a broader consultation with interest groups represented in the city of Tshwane, with the residents of Tshwane, with all the stakeholders that make that great city. And that's why this, we believe, will work. Not a section of the population of Tshwane. I mean, we've had last week somewhere the startling revelations, which actually we've always known they were happening, where the former mayor of Tshwane, who belonged to the DA, spoke about all the issues that were happening, that Celia Brink came there, instructed that now they're going to focus on just one section of the city of Tshwane, which is the affluent suburbs of Pretoria east of Tshwane, where white people are staying. And therefore, that's why we believe that NACP and the collective that she will assemble will have to then start focusing on ensuring that they service everybody, that they are broadly, they are consultative, and they speak to everybody to actually make that city great again.
So as I was saying, that role has been gazetted, so it remains. Are you gunning for the deputy mayor position as the ANC?
We have no obsession with positions. The city of Tshwane, through 8 years of horrendous leadership, politically inept, and bodybuilders which have been appointed by Solim Simang and his friend, the golden boy of the DA, Celia Brink, has brought that city to its knees. The last thing that you want to focus on, to be honest with you, is positions. And that's why even when we placed NACP, we placed her there looking at her qualification, looking at the experience that she would have garnered, and so many other factors had to come into play. And that's why even the people who are going to be complimenting her in the role that she'll be playing will be looking at their capacities, experience, and also the contribution that they want to make. So we are not in the game. This is not a takeover and about position. It's about trying to rescue this city and at least getting its liquidity ratio up, settling the Eskom bill, ensuring that we are able to raise the staff morale. These are workers of the city of Tshwane who have not seen any increase in the past 5-6 years, whose morale is very low, is very down, and ensuring that we are able to settle with the creditors of the city and we bring the city up to speed. So that is the primary focus. I mean, we are engaged in discussions about this particular rescue mission, what will be the turnaround strategy to actually deal with some of these challenges that bedevil that great city, mm-hmm. which is our nation's capital.
My understanding is that there is a holistic conversation, an agreement to cooperate with Action SA. Talk to us about other metros that you'd be collaborating on with.
Well, you know, it's not that, and I think it always happens like that. When we're firstly doing this, the conversations were made about Action SA and the African National Congress. This is the reality. When Cilla Brink was voted out in Tshwane, they lost their partners. They did not only lose Action SA. I don't know why they are wanting to smoke screen some of the other parties which were part of that coalition government, which did not vote for Cilla Brink, including the Inkatha Freedom Party, which did not vote for Cilla Brink to retain. And that's something that they are hiding. We are in conversations with, we met with the Freedom Front Plus, they asked for a meeting, mm-hmm. we are beginning to speak to them. So this rescue mission in Tshwane and also the coalition government everywhere, it's not about the ANC, Action SA. Sometimes I know others want to make it about ANC and EFF. It's about the broader spectrum of all political parties which are represented in that council, which have come together, say that at the center of everything that we do, it must be the people of these cities, so that we are able to ensure that we rescue the cities. They are well run. People receive services. Workers are paid. The city is able to actually collect revenue and be able to maintain its ailing infrastructure and many other things. So we are talking to all the parties represented in this country, including with the DA. We had a conversation with them in the spirit of the GNU. But the challenge with the DA is how they plan to actually negotiate with us. They thought that for the past 2-3 weeks you would have seen they went on a targeted campaign on the provincial executive committee of the ANC in Gauteng, but they singled out the provincial chairperson, Panyaza Lesufu. You had big guns such as Steven Grotes, Adrian Basson, and all the Peter Bruce, all of them writing articles that the ANC must deal with Panyaza and all sorts of things, which we believe it was a bad tactic to actually come into a discussion and negotiate through.
So which metro are you going to be reviewing? It's no secret that you are looking at reviewing metros in Gauteng. What's the next one?
All the metros were done.
You're done. All right.
Yeah, all the metros we've done at Borulene. The ANC has the mayor there. We've got members of the mayoral committee. We've got members who are chairing Section 67 committees, including in Johannesburg. Now it's Tshwane. We're about to constitute the government. As well as other municipalities in the Vaal area, as well as in the Western. So we've been able to work very well with other parties represented into that council, in those councils, to actually try. You would have seen there's a big turnaround strategy in Johannesburg. Some of its entities now have begun to report their profits. We are able to actually ensure that we are stabilizing its finances. The city of Johannesburg is able to meet its financial obligations. So is the city of Ekurhuleni. We want to do the same with the city of Tshwane. We inherited it with all these challenges that we have, the same way we inherited both Ekurhuleni and Tshwane, which were on the brink of collapse.
I appreciate your time. ANC Gauteng spokesperson, Lesego Makubela.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.